A wall to divide the Caribbean island of Hispaniola. It's designed to separate the Dominican Republic from Haiti. Dominican General Rafael Núñez says the wall will play a crucial role in protecting his country against contraband and illegal immigration.
Over there, you can see where the first stage ends that involved this part of the country, of the perimeter wall that we are building.
Haiti's in turmoil, and thousands are desperate to escape gang-related violence and hunger. The Dominican Republic is trying to prevent refugees from entering the country and has deported over 50,000 Haitians in the past 5 months. General Frank Cabrera says the Dominican government is simply not equipped to offer refuge to so many needy people.
We share a border with one of the poorest countries in the Western Hemisphere. Haiti is in the middle of a political, economic, and social crisis. Some say that 60% is controlled by armed non-state actors or gangs. Imagine a country that is controlled by gangs. We allow Haitians to cross and get supplies, but cannot do much more.
And that's why for many, this wall is necessary.
This is what the fence is going to look like. It's going to be about 4 meters tall. And in some areas where there's like more population, it's going to have metal bars. And in rural areas, it's going to look much more like this type, because the risks of people trying to cross over are smaller.
The wall is being built mostly by Haitian workers here in the country legally, who represent some of the Dominican Republic's cheap labor force. The wall is expected to cover 164 kilometers of the almost 400 that divide both countries. But in Haiti, people say it won't stop them from crossing over and over again.
We're here living on an island, and they're trying to stop migrants from crossing. But you can't really stop this phenomenon. It's going to happen. Even if they deport people, this will continue to happen. There has to be a change here in Haiti. This is what's needed.
Promoting stability in Haiti is a stated priority for countries in the region. But so far, most attempts have failed. Human rights groups say the wall is a misguided use of resources that will further militarize the area and only push people to take greater risks to escape. Teresa Bo, Al Jazeera, Dajabón, at the Haitian-Dominican border.